didn't hear you the first time.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I entitled this year the halachas and the intricacies of Netilas Yadayim Shacharis. In the words Nagel Vasser went in, tacked on. The reason I did that, I hope you'll soon see, is that everybody's familiar, basically, with the idea that we wake up in the morning and we wash our hands three times, ruach ra, etc., etc. And, of course, that's true. But that's far from the whole story. And there are really two, besides all the details, all the halachas that apply to the to that's in Netilah and before Netilah, etc., which I hope to talk about a good deal of them. But besides that, the very concept of Netilas Yadayim Shacharis is really multifaceted. And that is that it is true that we wash our hands, we are obligated to wash our hands when we wake up every morning to remove ruach ra. But on the other hand, we also have a mitzvah to wash our hands in the morning and recite a bracha, and that mitzvah, the mitzvah of washing hands on which we recite a bracha, has nothing to do with ruach ra. There is no bracha on the inyan of washing your hands three times to remove the ruach ra. Is not something that Chazal Masakin a bracha for, but there's another mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim in the morning, for which there is a bracha, as we will, as Hashem soon explain. So, and those halachas actually, if you look at Siman Dalet in Aruch Chaim, Siman Dalet is entitled Dinei Netilas Yadayim. That's of course, it doesn't mean the Netilas Yadayim before bread. That's later on in Chelik Beis. Dinei Netilas Yadayim of the morning, and there it doesn't talk a word about ruach ra or anything of that sort. The halachas regarding washing of hands for ruach ra are found earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, found in Siman Aleph, right away at the very beginning, the first page of Mishnah Berurah, Siman Aleph, Sifkat and Beis. So let's first talk about that and then move on to the other idea. Okay, so given fact, everyone knows, the Gemara tells us this, the Gemara tells us that there is a very severe and let's maybe call it extreme type of ruach ra, which which goes on a person while he sleeps, and when a person wakes up, given the typical case, let's say where a person goes to sleep sometime during the night and wakes up at some point after Alos HaShachar, after dawn. So then it is clear that there is ruach ra on his hands when he wakes up from having slept during the night and now waking up after dawn. So there's a ruach ra which at this point is on his hands and needs to be washed off. And the only way to wash that off, first of all, is with water, or you can't rub it off. It's not like the concept that if you need to make a bracha during the day and you maybe you touched your shoe or you got your hands dirty in some other way, that you have to clean your hands. But you don't necessarily have to wash them with water. And for example, if you're middle of learning, you don't have to get up. You touched your shoe by accident or whatever it may be. You don't have to get up and wash your hands at that point. You can simply rub them off in what's called midi de menaki, anything that's menaki, anything that cleans hands, which includes a talis yavesh, a garment, it would include any type of abrasive substance, probably the table, probably the chair, whatever's around you, you could use, and that would suffice for learning Torah. But that doesn't suffice to remove ruach ra. When you have ruach ra on your hands, ruach ra doesn't come off without a netila, with water. Now, there are different things that bring about ruach ra. If one cuts one's nails or one cuts hair, it also brings on ruach ra, but that's a different ruach ra that's not as severe. It also requires water to remove it, but it's not as severe. It doesn't necessarily require washing three times, and it doesn't have all the other halachas that are going to come along with this ruach ra. The most severe form of ruach ra is what the Gemara discusses in the Masechet Shabbos, the Ruach Ra that one wakes up with if he went to sleep at night and woke up after Omer HaShachar. And there are a number of halachas how you have to conduct yourself before you wash your hands. Before you wash your hands, it says you should be careful not to touch any of your body cavities. Don't put your fingers in your eyes or your ears or any other body cavity, because it could cause hazard. Or all of a sudden, it can cause damage. It could cause some sort of physical chalila, whatever it may be. And I've heard some say that even if it doesn't necessarily have an immediate effect. Even a person says, "Well, I've done that plenty of times. I've touched here, I've touched there, and I haven't noticed that, Baruch Hashem, I'm not wearing a hearing aid or anything of that sort." But it doesn't mean that it won't have a cumulative effect. It could be doesn't have an immediate effect, but it might have a cumulative effect. And whatever it is, as I state, that's what it says, that it causes hezek, and we are therefore absolutely nisur not to touch any body cavities before washing this washing, which we call commonly, by the way, in case we weren't clear, which we call nagel vaser. Before washing nagel vaser, you don't touch body cavities, and you shouldn't touch food. That's the other main restriction, let's say, is from touching food. Now, if one did touch food, it doesn't mean that the food has to be thrown out. If it's a type of food that could be washed off, let's say a fruit or something like that, which could be washed, so wash it three times. If not, then one can eat it nonetheless. But you should be nisa. Should be nisa not to touch food before washing nagel vaser. Now, the other idea of zahiris, which is brought, the Mishnah brings down that it is proper for one to wash immediately when he wakes up, right? Even when he's at Odenu Mushkavi, when he's still lying down, but certainly without walking Arba Amas, without walking four Amas. And the Mishnah brings down, and the Zohar Kaddish Maflegabazim Anshamaod. The Zohar Kaddish is very elaborate in expressing the onesh Shulchan Aruch of a person who walks 4 amos without washing nagel vaser, without washing off the ruach ra. L'maisa, many people seem to be making on this and not wash at the bedside, and go over to a sink, go over to the bathroom or the sink, wherever it is, and wash. And they're walking more than dalet amos. So what are they relying on? So one thing. It's one heter that's said is brought from the Shas Jewish Shvus Yaakov, early Achron. We mentioned him in an earlier shiur not long ago, who says that there's a concept in the Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf Hei, the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who says Kol Abayis Kedalat Amis Dami. The entire house is considered like Dalat Amis. He's talking about the Gabi Dinim of so of Abayis that you can't daven within Dalat Amis. Kol Abayis Kedalat Amis Dami. So the Shvus Yaakov says that perhaps that applies here too. Kol Abayis Kedalat Amis Dami. So you shouldn't walk out of the bias. But within the bias, you're okay. That's within the Dalat Amas. But even that, the Chachamim say it's not right to be samech on that lechavchila. And other Gedolei Chachamim Tainos, for example, the Eliyahu Rabbah, says that doesn't really mean what we call bias. That doesn't mean the whole house. It means the room. The word bias in that context means the four walls that with you are within, the room. If you're in this room, so okay, you can walk pretty far. But in the average house, at least in the United States, most homes, or many homes, let's not say many homes, don't have sinks in the bedroom. They would have to go out into whether it's to the kitchen, to the sink, or to the bathroom, to some sink somewhere else in the house. So according to Leo Rabbah and other Chodim, the Shus Yaakov's Hetter doesn't apply there. That's not what Rishim Elazar meant, the room, not the house. Okay, but there's another Tzad Kula, and this is, it might seem a little unusual in Chiddushik, but let me preface it by saying that this inyan of not washing, of not walking Dalat Amas, does not have a makor in Shas. It's brought from the Zohar Kodesh, but it doesn't have a makor in Shas, which means already it's a different, when we talk about halacha lemaisa, it's on a different level. We're talking about chashivas, of course. I'm not going to begin to, rate the chashivas, but in terms of halacha, binding halacha, it's in a different madrega. So what is it that others are sambichan? So this is something brought in a number of sources, but the easiest way to find it, to see it, that I'm aware of in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, which is Pesachim for Shlomo Zalman Reibach, he brings, this is in the first Chelek on Tefillah, Perek Chaf, chapter 20, number 49 on the bottom. The Amar Rabbeinu, Sheshama Mizikne Yerushalayim, Reb Shlomo Zalman heard from the Zikne Yerushalayim, those who preceded him, Shekabola Biyadam, Ish Mi Pi Ish, Ad Hagoy Reb Chaim Mi Valojin, Sheshama mi Rabbeinu Hagra Azal. Now we know that Yerushalayim, the Talmidei Hagra, settled Yerushalayim some years back. So this Zikne Yerushalayim said they heard, they traced it back to Chaim Lezner and from him to the Vilna Gaon. Shebisha shesaraf shenisraf ger hatzedek hakadosh Avram and Avram hakadosh Hashem. We know in the time of the Vilna Gaon, and it's brought here. This maisa that we're discussing happened on the second day of Shavuos in the year Tav Kuf Tes, which translates into the secular calendar about 271 years ago, approximately the year 1749 or so. That when the Geret Tzedek, was Avram ben Avram, was originally a non-Jewish clergyman who saw the Emes HaTorah, and he was Megayer with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, and eventually he was burnt at the stake for it. He was burnt at the stake for embracing Yiddishkeit and for not being willing to give it up when he was threatened with his life. And they say, so what it says here, that at the time that he was Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, Baka shall have his eish mi maras ha-machpela, a bolt of fire, lightning fire, shot forth from the maras ha-machpela, v'hasitra achra, ibda mikocha, and the Satan lost a lot of his power. The Satan got knocked out by the kedusha of this maisa, the tremendous mesiras nefesh of Avram and Avram. And by the way, he doesn't say that here, but they say it's brought that the Vilna Gaon offered to save him. He told him he could use Shemus HaKodesh to rescue him from his plight, and he declined. He'd rather die al Kiddush Hashem. So when he died al Kiddush Hashem, so this Shalheves Eish, this is the Lashon here, and then Helik Hashem emerged from his Echpela, and the Sitra Achra lost power. Uba'osa Shah Nechlesha Tumas Yodayim Shal Shacharis. Now, who could know this besides the Vilna Gaon? And other people of his stature. And Nechlesh, the Tumas Yadayim of Shacharis got weakened. Weakened. Didn't disappear, but it got weakened. So that's what it says. So Shlomo Zalman would say, when people ask him, how far can we take this? He would say, only to apply it on things which are, let's put it this way, Ein Lozuz, don't abandon Minamavur, but Poskim of Mishnah Berurah, Ubefrat Mashmavur, but Gemara, etc. But things which are, perhaps don't have that type of a makar, one could be makelon. And he says, "Ela delo chamer kol kach leinyan halicha dal amas b'anatila she'enu mefurish b'gemara." The ruach ra on the yadayim is no longer so strong that it could affect a person who walks dal amas, because that's the effect which is something not mefurish in the gemara. So that it was able to affect. So in a sense, it's now this you say, well, this is this a halachic, you know, a factor? Well, but we're dealing with something with the Makar in the Zohar. So apparently Shlomo Zalman held, and perhaps the Gedolei Yerushalayim before him, that it could a concept of this sort is applicable when we're dealing with something which the Makar is in the Zohar. So that's what Shlomo Zalman said, and this is a Makar. This is at least a limud zchus, if not a Makar for those who are Mako, not to walk, not to be nizzard against walking, not to wash right by the bed, but to walk Dalet Amos and to walk into another room. Now, I'm not here to discourage anybody who is Nizir, anybody who's been Nizir in this double of bracha, 100%, absolutely, without any question. But to understand, at least, understand when you, if you know that others aren't Nizir, and maybe you yourself aren't Nizir, so this is the makar that, this is at least one of the makaras that's quoted as being a reliable source for the minig of those that are making. Now, I just mentioned, I once, years ago, when I heard a recording, it's probably a tape then, from one of the Gedolei Poskim in Lakewood, Shmuel Felder, Shlita. He sent over, from what I recall, that somebody else told him, I think somebody had spent a night or more in the house of the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, Svarim Bracha Rav Segel, and he saw that Rav Segel, that he wanted him to kind of, you know, washing, you know, Dalet Amos, or at least within the room, at least not to go out of the room, but at the same time, he didn't want to disturb his Rebbetzin, her sleep. So he would put the water right outside the door of the bedroom, and he would walk up to the edge and stick his hands out, I guess, leaving the door mostly closed, and stick his hands out of the door and wash, like maybe, you know, around the, in a way that it wouldn't disturb his Rebbetzin, but at the same time, he didn't have to leave the room. His hands left the room, I guess, but he didn't have to leave the room. That's what he had said over. Okay, so this is what's brought now. A few other halachas that are nogea for for Negel Vaser. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that even if he wants to be Nisar to do it the best way, which is to wash right away, as soon as you wake up, wash right away, but Vadai lo yavar shum Isar kagon shehias nekavav. The person is not allowed to be showing the cup. Person wakes up and he has an urge to relieve himself. Not just that he'll be able to, but he has an urge, a point where it would be an isser, where there'd be an isser. That's a whole other discussion, of course, of at what point is it considered she is in the cover, at what point is one over the isser of Balta Shaktu. But if it's ad kadei kach, that a person has an actual urge, certainly sometimes a person wakes up, it's not in the cover, it's like it's dachuk, but he could wait, he could push it off enough time to wash his hands, but he's not supposed to do that. If it's dachuk lotzio, if it's at a point where it would be an isser about the shaksu, so it's not dachuk, he's supposed to go right away do that and then wash afterwards. Try to be careful when he goes, not to touch any nekavim, but to only wash afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah brings also not to take somebody else's water. If you didn't prepare nekel maser and somebody else did, and you'd have to walk, so not to take somebody else's water unless you're certain that you'll be able to replace it in time. Before he needs it. Now, what about if a person can't wash right away? He can't wash. He doesn't have water, or he doesn't have anywhere enough to wash three times. It takes three times. And let me just add at this point, it's mefursim also b'shem the girl. The girl held you should wash four times. Three times to wash, to remove the ruach ra, and then the fourth time is to wash off the mayim hatmeim, the mayim with the mayim that have the lingers on the hands. And many people do that. I've seen a machlokas of contemporary poskim what to do on a day like Yom Kippur. A person who's makpid to do that all year round, he washes four times. He washes four times. So what should you do on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, first of all, you only wash up to the knuckles, but you're only allowed to wash when you have to, even for reasons that a person, you're allowed to wash negel vaser, but are you allowed to wash four times? And you have to limit it to three times. So I've seen a chulukei deis in that. Between the Chazanisha, so quite a one way, and Rabbi Yashu quoted a different way, etc. It's interesting to know, just to have an appreciation for the Chomer of the Isser. They might have said Gabi Tisha B'Av also, but certainly Gabi Yom Kippur, there were those that hold that then you should only wash three, and others hold that you can still wash four. Al Kopanim, Ruchwa definitely doesn't come off of less than that. So let's say you don't have enough water for that, or you don't have any water. So we said before, you could clean off your hands in order to allow yourself to learn if your hands get dirty. And during the night, your hands are also dirty, besides the Ruach Ra, as we'll get to God willing, Bez Hashem, soon. But so you would have to, in order to learn to say any brachas, you have to wipe your hands clean at least. But that's not going to take off the Ruach Ra. So could you learn in the meantime? Terence says, absolutely yes. Al pi din, al pi halacha, there is no iser to learn or to say a bracha with Ruach Ra on your hands, as long as they are clean, as long as they are halachically clean. Which means, for example, that you wash them with less than three times, or you wipe them on something. So you're allowed to learn, you're allowed to say brachas. Al pizar kadosh, you're not supposed to. Pizar kadosh, a person with ruach on one's hands, one is not supposed to learn or say brachas. So again, the way the post can bring it down is lechatchila try to be nisr. And whether it's this case or whether you cut your nails or whatever it is, lechatchila try to be nisr and wash your hands right away and don't delay, so that you could learn and do other Dvarim Shel Kedusha with hands that don't have Ruach Ra. But al pi din, it's not an Isser. So if you don't have a choice, then you certainly should not be Mevatel. I think the Mishnah Berurah, someone used the Lashon Chas Shalom Levatel Mitara Mishum Chesra Natil Shadan, because you don't have Negel Vaser. Just wipe your hands off. You're wearing something, right? You're wearing a robe or a pajama, something, or you have this, there's a chair near you, something. There's something to wipe your hands off. Wipe your hands off carefully, and then you could learn. Avada, as I said, L'chatchila, you should try not to learn. You should try to remove Ruach Ra before learning, but when you don't have the option, you definitely are allowed to and should learn. Now, another major point, we mentioned before that the main case of Ruach Ra is when you were sleeping at night before dawn and you woke up after dawn. What happens if you wake up in the middle of the night and perhaps you have to, use the restroom facilities, or you wake up in the middle of the night to feed a baby, or you're thirsty yourself and you want to get a drink, whatever it is. So it's the middle of the night, it's not dawn yet, it's not Lusa Shachar, not Mashach, you have to wash Negel Vaser. So there's a Shaila, whether there's Ruach Ra on your hands during the night. There's a Shaila in the Poskim. Does the Ruach Ra only come when you wake up after Amud Shachar, or no, when you wake up during the night, it's there already. So Lamashal, if you wake up for the day before Amud Shachar, which is very common now, when Onoshach is still, I think it's still a couple of minutes, or it's around 6 o'clock. I think it's something like others, a little bit before six. Now it's somewhere around there. So many people are up before then. There's come to learn. So Avada, you should wash Negel Vasser, even though it's not morning yet, even though it's not Mashach yet. No bracha. Remember, so far, nothing to do with the bracha. We're getting that soon, Hashem. But you should wash Negel Vasser. And but then after Amud Shachar, you should wash again three times. In other words, if you wash Negavas before Elas Shachar, even if you're sitting, you're up and learning for an hour already before Elas Shachar, you should wash your hands again three times, or four, sometime after Elas Shachar. Now it says you don't have to rush to do that. You don't have to set your alarm and it's 5:57 and pop up, you know, in the middle of your Seder, or even if you're not in the middle of the Seder, but certainly if you're not learning, you do not. Rav Shlomo Zalman says this, and I think I saw the name of Rabbi Yashiv. You don't have to rush to wash again at Elas Shachar. And some say you don't even have to be so miser not to touch food and things like that, but you should wash again at some point when you do get up to wash for davening or whatever it is. You should wash three times in order to because there's a suffix that it could be the Ruach Ra returns or maybe first comes at Amud HaShachar, even though you washed already. Now, what about, though, the case the person's up in the middle of the night and they're going to sleep again before Amud HaShachar? So if they could wash, they should. It's best to wash. Certainly, if they're going to take a drink themselves, they're going to make a bracha shahakol. Then it's, like we said before, it's better to take off Ruach Ra before you make a bracha. It's better. Or if you're going to use the washroom, you have to say a shayatzar, even in the middle of the night. You have to say a shayatzar after you relieve yourself. So it's better to wash Negavasar before you say a shayatzar. But if it's too difficult, or certainly if it's not possible, whatever it is, you're not mechoyiv to. And even if a person gets up to give, let's say to prepare a bottle for a baby, I asked the Shaila person to Rabbi Yashiv back in 1995, and he said, "You're not mechuyev min adin. You're not mechuyev to wash negel vaser. It's better, but you're not mechuyev to. And even if you're, he says, as long as you don't touch the food itself, you don't touch the milk or touch the formula. You're touching the bottle, touching the container. As long as you're not touching the actual food, he said, min adin. You don't have to. So if it's, and that's the way it's brought also in his name in the Sfarim that came out much more recently." Brought that same way, that it's a preference too, but you're not mechuyev to. And the way he told me was, as long as you don't touch the actual food, it's okay to even prepare a bottle and then go back to sleep and wash in the morning. If washing during the night is for some reason difficult or impossible. Some people say they wake up in the middle of the night and they need a drink or something, but if they start washing the vasa, then it's going to wake them up and then they're really up and they're not going to fall back asleep. If they could just wipe their hands real quickly, make a shahakal, take a drink and go back to sleep, they have a much better chance of falling back asleep. That's what some people say, whatever it is, for whatever reason, they don't want to get out of bed. Maybe they might have a bottle of water on the side of the bed, but they don't, not for negavasa, but for drinking. And to have to get out of bed and wash negavasa is already going to be, again, a big asik and it's going to interfere with their sleep. So then there's the alpi halacha, it's not necessary. One who sleeps during the day, you went to sleep after Allah, so you took a nap during the day. So you should wash negavasa when you get up. Again, it's a suffix. It's a suffix because you didn't sleep at night, slept during the day. You should wash Negel Vasser. But there it says, seems to be from those that I've seen in print and those that I've asked, it seems to be common not to be makbid to do it davka tokh dalat amas. Even if you're makbid in the night, but if sleeping during the day, when you wake up, do not have to be makbid on that. And in terms of touching foods and stuff, it's not the same hakpad at all. But you should wash. And I've even seen here that I saw brought down, in the name of Rav Yashiv, I saw brought down that on Yom Kippur you should only wash once. You should not wash Negel Vasser if you slept during the day, even if we're talking about a Shinas Kav, I'm not talking about a person who put his head down at the table, for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I'm talking about a person who lie down in bed, Shinas Kav, we discussed it last week, Lagabi Berachas HaTorah, he took a real nap. So that's what we're talking about, that you should wash Negel Vasser. But I saw they bring from Blayasha that on Yom Kippur you shouldn't. It's a shayla. It's not bar that it's a chid, that is it. It's ruach ra. So like this, you should. But when there's an iser, to wash, when we only wash where it's mamash dacha, he's quoted as saying that you should only wash once. Okay, so that's aspect one of washing in the morning. That's negel vasser. That's for ruach ra. Set with all these details and all these halachas, and I'm sure a lot more, but I think hopefully we covered some of the main ones. But if you look in Siman Daled, as I said before, Dinei Netilas Yadayim, that's not mentioned. You open up Dinei Netilas Yadayim and you look at the first Mishnah Berurah, and he says, when the Mechaber says, Yirchatz Yadav Yivarech on Netilas Yadayim. Here we have a bracha. There was no bracha before. There's no bracha on Negel Vasser per se. But here, Yirchatz Yadav Yivarech on Netilas Yadayim. What's this for? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two reasons. Machlokas Rishonim. He brings first from the Rosh. The Rosh writes, Yadayim Shalatim Askani Yosheim. People's hands are very busy. And when you're sleeping, you're not in control of your hands. And you are very likely will be touching a Makom Metunah, a place on the body that's considered halachically unclean, which requires you to wash before you could say brachas or davening. So for davening shachris in the morning, after sleeping during the night, chazal wa mechayev a netila with a bracha, according to the Rosh, that's netila with a bracha for washing, for tefillah shachris. During the day, the way we paskin lamaisa, although it's also a shayla, but during the way we paskin lamaisa, that you should wash your hands during the day for mincha or for mariv, but you would not make a bracha that, even though if your hands are very dirty, you just came out of basic kisei, we do not make a bracha on that netila. But in the morning, you are masaking a bracha, a netila with a bracha, because you're not askani
yosef. Even with gloves?
No.
If you're saying someone to sleep with gloves.
So then he would not make a bracha for sure, because he did not. We'll see there are other reasons in a minute, but the Rosh's reason would not apply. That's as far as the Rosh. And Mary just gave one example. Another example would be, let's say a person is up all night, and he's up Shavuos night, he's up all night, and he's learning. His hands are. There are scunios in taking Sfarim off the shelves and in turning the pages and in, like I did the whole time during the shir. but that's it. He's not touching Makomas HaMachusim. He's not touching a Makom Metunah. So he wouldn't have to wash his hands. How's that? The second reason the Mishnah Berurah brings in is from the Rashba, the Shuvas HaRashba, where he writes, B'shachar Acha HaShena, this is the Mishnah Berurah's in paraphrasing, Anu Nasim Keberi Chadasha, a person is a new creation, like the pasuk says in Eicha Chadashim La Bekarim, Rabba Menusecha. So Tzrichim Anu Lahodos Leisparach Shem Anu Lechvod Leshar Sevach. We have to thank the Kaddish Baruch Hu for creating us, giving us the opportunity to serve Him, and to make brachas, etc. For that, Chazal were masaking a bracha as well. Lehis Kadesh a Netila with a bracha. Lehis Kadesh Bekedushaso for Litel Yodenu Menakeli Kekoin Shemakadesh Yadam Menakir. So just like a Kohen washes his hands before he embarks on his avoda, before he begins his avoda in the mikdash, so we wash our hands before we begin our daily avoda. That's the time of the Rashba, dealing with the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says we're machmir for both reasons. According to the Rashba, it's not totally on your hands getting dirty or not getting dirty. If you slept with gloves, you still have to wash your hands in the morning. According to the Rashba, it's totally on. Beri Chadashah. So the Mishnah Berurah says we machmer like both reasons. So what does that mean? What does that mean with machmer both reasons? So what it really means is the following. If you wake up in the morning and you wash Negovas like we just learned, so really you could accomplish the Rosh and the Rashba with that as well, of course. You washed your hands. You washed the hands three times, four times. So of course, you are they're good for davening, you're Beri Chadashah, you got everything. But the problem is, if you did that, certainly if you did it before you used the basic kisei, or even if you use the basic kisei already, and then you wash your hands afterwards because you couldn't wait, like we said before, but you're still going to get dressed, and you're probably going to touch Makom's Mechusim, you're certainly probably going to touch your shoes, and very likely you're going to be getting your hands dirty, so that you're anyway going to be Mechuyiv in another Netila for davening. That Netila is not going to last till you daven. And that's even a person who gets up right away and gets dressed and goes to daven. What about the person who gets up an hour before, 2 hours before, and he has a Seder, and he is a Seder learning, or he goes to Shir, or a person who goes to the Mikveh before davening, their hands are certainly not staying clean after they wash Negel Vassar. Their hands, they're not davening right away. They're going to be a couple hours till they daven, or all the activities that I mentioned, learning, or Tevila, whatever it may be. So their hands are not going to be ready for davening based on this Netila. They're going to get dirty again. So, as the Rosh, if you made a bracha right away then, so we've got a question on our hands, no pun intended, maybe it's a bracha of Atala, because the mitzvah is to wash your hands for davening, and they're not ready for davening. You knew you could get them dirty again for davening. So you say, so according to the Rosh, it would follow l'chara that don't make a bracha, wait till you're ready to daven. Wait till you are at least you're close enough to davening, and now you can wash your hands and keep them clean. Maybe you're gonna learn still first. Maybe you know you got dressed, whatever it is. Now you came to the base medrash and you have a seder and you can wash your hands now, and you're gonna keep them, while you're learning, you'll keep them clean. So you can theoretically, or not just theoretically, you can in practical terms, you can keep them clean till davening. So then you should be able to wash your hands then with the bracha. But the problem is, but according to the Rashba, the washing that you, on which you make a bracha was the original washing. Beri Chadosh, it doesn't make a difference if you spend 2 hours before you daven. It's Beri Chadosh. You began your daily avoda when you got up in the morning. So the bracha was in sakin on that washing. That washing was 2 hours ago. How do you make a bracha? How do you do a mitzvah and 2 hours later make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, machmel like both reasons. So what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests, and then he says that this is also the Shita, it's not just himself. The Chayyadim says like this, and they said afterwards he found that the Goyin says like this, and all the girl says like this, and the Maserah. That the best thing to do is when you wash your hands in the morning, you do not make a bracha, like we said. And that just to repeat, the Nagel Vasser itself, washing up the Ruach Ruah, does not have a bracha. There's no bracha on that mitzvah, on that function, so that's no problem. Wait till you're ready to daven, and taka wash them before now, with one of the edits nigh. But make sure your hands are taka dirty. What happens if b'mikra, you washed your hands in the morning, you didn't make a bracha, because that's what you're ruggle, and then b'mikra, you didn't get your hands dirty that day. I don't know, maybe you had slept in your clothing, or you put on your shoes without touching them. You have laceless shoes, and you didn't touch them, and you mamash kept your hands, and your hands are really not dirty. They're halachically ready for davening, but you didn't make a bracha. It's a half hour past the longer, you didn't make a bracha because you normally you get them dirty, but today, punk, you didn't. So get them dirty. Get them dirty. Either Yotzei L'Nekavav, or like many say, it'd be sufficient just to touch a makom metunef, touch a place in the body that's metunef, which is the whole reason, according to the Rosh, why you make the bracha the first place, because during the night, you touch a makom metunef. So touch a makom metunef. Get them dirty. Get them halachically dirty, and then you can wash. Now, the problem is, then you can wash and make a bracha. I, the Rashba, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, and he quotes the Beis Yosef in this, Lefi the Rashba, we have an Eitzah. And it's like this. All the brachas we make in the morning, right? The bracha of Shanasan Savavina, Pokeh, Malav Shurum, Zakiv Kluvin, all those brachas, really, opinion in the Gemara, you should be making them right away, right? You sit up in bed, you say, Matra Asurim, you stand up, Zakiv Kufufi, you put your feet on the ground, Rokar Tzalamay, etc. We don't do that. We masada them later. We masada the brachas later, before we daven, or that was Hakdamah to davening, wherever it may be. So Zok the Beis Yosef, that you could do the same thing with this bracha. Lefi the Rashba, it's not a birchas hamitzvah 100%, because it's a bracha on the idea of berich, of being a berich hadasha. So you could do, as long as you masada the other brachas, it's okay that it was disassociated time-wise with the actual netila. The actual netila you're making a bracha on is the netila you did 2 hours before, not the netila you're doing right now, according to the Rashba. According to the Rashi, it's the bracha, it's the netila you're doing right now. According to the Rashi, it's the netila you did before, but it's okay as long as you're mesader it with the other, with the seder ha-brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, lefi anias daiti, this is what one should do. And his lashon is, this way you'll be yotzei vadai laharash, ve'efshar af laharashba. After meaning he's some element of suffix on this svara, but he said, at least for sure like the Rashi, and perhaps like the Rashi. Whereas if you do it the other way, and you get your hands dirty, You made a bracha on the first netila, and you got the hands dirty. You may have been yotzi like the Rashba, but you definitely weren't yotzi like the Rash, which is the wrong thing to do. Now, Mishnah Berurah does say that from the Shari Tshuva, and he quotes one of the other Rachonim, I forget now who, it's not Mashma this way. Mashma, they held you just do it on the original netila. So he says, one who wants to do like that, he says, yesh lo mi lismoch, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't recommend it. He speaks about this in a couple of places. Simen Dalet, Simen Vav. He doesn't recommend that. He recommends doing it the way we just said, which is the sheet of the Chochmas Adam and the Vilna Gaon, to wait till before davening, wait till you're ready for davening, and then do it. Now, let me add at this point, it is brought that everyone agrees, like both sheetahs, if you did not make the bracha for some reason, you forgot to make the bracha, and it's already after davening, you for sure can't make the bracha. Like the Rash Pashat, because the whole reason is for davening. But even like the Rashba, once you did the first like major part of the avoda, it's too late. It has to be before Shacharis. If you pass Shacharis ready, you can't wash. Or you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. Now, Post can bring though that even a person who doesn't daven a full davening, let's say a woman who's not davening a regular Shacharis, she has Baruch Hashem, small children, and right now, at this point in her life, she's unable to daven. She doesn't daven Shmoneh Esrei. She says bracha. She says some part of davening, but Kriyat Shema. But she doesn't, no formal daven. She doesn't say Shmoneh Esrei Shacharis. She can wash nonetheless. It's brought from Eliyash like that, and from others that even if it's not the whole form of davening, it's okay for that. Now, that having been said, I also saw brought the following. First of all, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is, it's brought in his name in Halicha Shlomo. Let's say a person knows that he often, or maybe even on a regular basis, or he, although he relieves himself before davening, he has to relieve himself again before he gets to Shemona Esrei. He's unable, because of his physical condition, such that he's unable to daven straight from the beginning of davening to the end of Shemona Esrei without needing to relieve himself a second time. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that's not a reason not to make the bracha before he starts davening. He shouldn't say, "Oh, like the Rosh, it's for davening, and before I get to Shemona Esrei, I'm gonna get my hands dirty. I'm going back to the bathroom, getting my hands dirty again." Even so, he's going to do the first part of davening, like the Zimra, whatever. That's enough. He can wash his hands with the bracha, even feel the Rosh before that davening. That's number one. And number two, I've seen that. Part, if not all, of what I'm about to say, I saw the sefer called Yivak Shumi Piyu, which is a sefer. It's on a number of topics now. It's coming out of a number of areas halacha of a Yid Reb Zelig Kasavsky, who was one of the people that was very close to Eliashiv. And the style of the sefer, he brings down shilas exactly as they were asked to Eliashiv, and exactly what he responded. In fact, he brings down if he's aware that he responded to this shilah more than once, which is usually the case, he brings down his response exactly how he said it each time, and then he has a discussion of it as well, of his own. You know, he goes through the inyanim. It's very, you know, very valuable to see how he goes through the inyanim, and then he has the psaka from Eliashiv. So what he brings in from Eliashiv, that if a person gets up in the morning, and let's say he gets dressed and everything, and then he's going to the Beis Medrash to learn, and he's going to learn, and then go to daven. He can make the brachas. He can make the bracha then lechatchila, and the in those altis zayim, and say the, be mesadar with the other brachas, and then sit down and learn. So he can say the brachas, sit down and learn, and even if he's choshesh, or I remember the lashanim, it could be even if he's pretty certain that he's going to have to relieve himself again, it's okay, because that's also the tefillah he looks at. According to the way he brings it, he looks at it as a chalik of davening, a shaykhus to davening. I'll read to you one place he writes, it's on page Sadiches. Umoran zatzal ona shikivin shihurak oisik batayra, umavarich berchas hashachar. He's not doing that. Yachal levarich alantis daim miyat kishikab. Well, beyat shikab, meaning, I think what it means here is he's not going to get his hands, you know, dirty before he does that. In other words, he doesn't have to wait till after he's learned. That's what he brings. You could look how he brings, as I said, more detail on this. But the point is the same idea, that even if he's going to end up here, one second. Yeah, okay. Here on page Kuf Aleph, put Kuf in the Sefer again, page number 3. I'll read it from the Mishalu. They asked Rabbi Yashin, "Now wrote the Lino Kanogis Harav, Hamavarich on Til Shain Babokas Man Rav Lefneyat Fila Yinokach. Should he do that? Afilu Im La'achar Mikain Yitzarech Lotzis Letzrachel Lefneyat Fila. Should he do that? If he's going, he's not davening yet, but he's sitting to learn. He's sitting down to learn." And then he said he could do it even if he has a long Seder Limud. Yeah, and his lashon was because this nechshav chelik me'atfila k'mavur b'gemara brachas daf lamed al. So Rabbi Eliashiv responded, "Afilu im la'achem ikein yitzarech latzis." I'm sorry, that was the question. Here's the answer. Umaran zatzal ona sheyivarech miyad ki mashelom dim l'sneyatfila odif mimashem espalolim. So whatever that means exactly, odif, but at least that's not considered. It's not a problem if you made the bracha and then you learnt and then washed your hands. He's saying this, okay. So even if you, he knows what he's saying is, even if you're going to go with the mahalich of the Mishnah Berurah, the mahalich of the Chayyadim and the Goyim, that the washing has to be for davening, but limud before davening is kedavening dami. And as long as you would make the berachas hashachar, then you would be okay. So even if we put aside for a second the extent of that chiddush. But what Hayotze Midvarenu was that the best thing lechor would be a person who gets up in the morning and after he washes the negavaser is going to get his hands dirty again because he is getting dressed and touching his shoes and other makomas mechusim perhaps, and he and maybe then he's coming to learn, or even if he's not, even if he's going right away to daven, the best thing would be to not to make the bracha right away, according to the Mishnah, not to make the bracha right away, but make the bracha only later when he is washing his hands at a point where. Even if we don't, even if without Rabbi Yashiv's chiddush, then at least to the point where he feels he's fairly confident that he's going to be able to now keep his hands clean to davening, wash his hands then, and say Berachas HaShachar. Say Berachas HaShachar, and then continue with, then whether he's learning or whatever, learning or davening, whatever it may be. But as long as he says the Berachas HaShachar, then with that bracha, he's Yosei both according to the Rashba and according to the Rush, and he's done what's right. As I said, according to Yashav, even if he's just learning and he knows he's going to go to the bathroom again before davening, according to Yashav, the way it's quoted here, it's okay even to do that. Okay, so that is really the bulk of what I wanted to bring out. So I think it's clear now that the concept that there are two completely different types of netilas in the morning. There is netila for rachra, which we mentioned, that requires three times or four times, and has to be beserigin, has to be the right, left. And there's also, the other halachas that it has the other restrictions it puts on you before you do it. That's one inyan, and there's no brach on that. And there's a second inyan of washing for a davening, either like the Rush's svara or like the Rashba's svara, and that has a bracha on it, and that does not require three times. Technically speaking, it doesn't require a cup, a keli, or three times, certainly not three times. Many people do. I'm not saying that. Many people wash three times, for whenever they wash their hands, or use a keli whenever they wash their hands. But technically speaking, those aren't required for this type of netila. And this netila, as we said, should be preferably when you're ready to daven. But then make sure also that you masader it together with the other brachas, so they can be otzitzai, both like the Rashba and like the Rush. Okay, if anybody has any questions. Otherwise, the only other thing I just wanted to mention was that, came up last week, but just to, I'll mention one thing in addition that touched on it earlier. If during the night a person does relieve himself, it's brought that it's not appropriate to wait for the morning and say, I'll say a shayatz in the morning anyway, for a number of reasons, but let's say perhaps the primary reason is that it's very likely, but in the morning he's going to have to relieve himself again. And once a person has the urge to go again a second time, he's not even allowed to make the bracha on the first time, and he ends up he was mafsa the bracha. So one definitely should make the effort to at least clean his hands off. If you can't wash them, at least clean them up, preferably wash them, and preferably wash them with three times. But when a person walks into and out of a Beis HaKisse, so the Beis HaKisse, at least in the Zman HaGemara, that itself brought a Ruach Ra. Not the same Ruach Ra that it necessarily requires three times, but itself brought a Ruach Ra. So it's always good to wash your hands and also relieving yourself. Relieving yourself also brings Ruach Ra, even if you don't use a Beis HaKisse. So you definitely should wash your hands at least after using the Beis HaKisse. So during the night, once you're up already and using the Beis HaKisse, you should try to wash your hands preferably three times, but at least wash them. But before saying a shayatza, but certainly not to wait till the morning to say a shayatza. And the other thing which I mentioned last week is that it's kedai when you do say a shayatza in the morning, it's always kedai to follow up with the bracha of alakai neshama to make it a bracha smuch al chavata. So really, I really think the best morning practice is to, after coming out of basic kisei, wash. If you didn't wash nigel vasi, wash then. In any case, wash, say a shayatza, alakai neshama, and bracha satara. Then you get dressed, get ready, etc., etc., and then come to shul, whether you're coming to daven, coming to learn, whatever it is, and follow the procedure we mentioned today as far as on to the Shaddai. Thank you very much.
Yes. So what's the deadline? Will the person wait an hour to say Ashriyatar?
According to the Pesach of Mishnah Berurah, l'chatchila no, l'chishnu right away, but if you remember an hour later, I definitely make a bracha, as long as you don't have another urge to go, you can. Once you have another urge, you can. Right. But as long as you have another urge to relieve yourself, according to the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach, you can still make, you can still say Shatz, even if it's 2 hours.
Yeah. Another question. So if someone, let's say, wakes up, so he goes right into a mikvah. So would that get rid of the bracha?
Double check. Mistamit means tevila. Tevila in 40 sa. If it's matara the whole go of, how can it possibly not matara? But you're saying, but things that we're talking about ruach, we're not talking about tumatara per se. But we'd have to look to be sure. I think it's about that. I don't want to say the wrong thing, especially in the tape still on.
With the intensity down that they did in those days, they had a method of washing, just the 30 years thereabouts, and they were able to go and do it. All the tiras died with such a minimal amount. And I spoke to my brother in extra soil about it. He said that they had some way that they could go in.
That's how you see taking it.
Still
rolling. No, he did it.
Oh, so
and he's like going double.